100.5 WKXA, it's Jay. Let me pull my chair up here. It is Community Day in Forest. We're outside of Martin's Meat Mart, and wow, we have talked to so many great people. I like Forest. I love Forest. I think I'd like to marry Forest. But Angie Miller is with us again, and let's talk about the So we call it the Market Square Farmers Market?
We do. So we have a little property right catty corner from Martin's that we call Market Square. And we have started to orchestrate events at Market Square. One of our main one that you will see all the time is our farmers market. We are offering that on Tuesdays right now. We start at 4 p.m. and then it goes on till about 6 p.m. But some of the vendors do stay until 7. We've got food trucks coming in biweekly. And we've been consistently getting about 4 food trucks in here. And if you're not here right on time, they have been selling out. So we've had some amazing trucks come in so far. Next week, we've got some amazing ones. We've got Circle U Waffle Company from Ada that's coming. They make these lolly waffle, dessert waffles that are amazing. Rob Zanya's coming from the Cary area. He has smoked lasagna and smoked pizza that I totally missed out on last time because it was sold out within an hour. And then we've got El Sabador de Hernandez. They're here, and he sold out of chicken and nachos last week almost immediately. His food is amazing. And then we've got Shepherd's Kettle Corn that comes this way, Snowy of Huron with their snow cones, and those people are doing great business for us. And then we have all of our small vendors. Mm-hmm. So we've got our baked good people. We've got candles, crafts, fresh produce. So anyone can stop in at that time. And then on bi-weeklies, we've got just a smaller pop-up market when the food trucks aren't here. But we're still going to consistently run that market through the end of October is our plan. It's doing so well.
Okay. So the farmer's market goes till the end of October?
Yes. Every Tuesday until the end of October. And then we do hope to have some weekend pop-up markets. We know we are missing people. We're missing residents by having it on Tuesday nights. Those second shifters that have to work or the people who are involved in their kids' sports activities. So we do want to play around with some special pop-up markets on the weekends. Maybe some Friday evening, Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon after church is what we want to try for. And then we have started what we call Kids Market. So our first Kids Market is going to be August 7th from 1 to 3 p.m., so right after church. And we have 18 kid vendors that are coming. So I was amazed at the turnout that we have. And we've got everything from candles, baked goods. There is a group coming that they do snow cones, and every dollar that they make goes into food pantries. So these kids don't even make a profit. They're just going to donate that money right back into our local food pantries. And they've got crafts. They're bringing jewelry. I mean, these kids, they're just little entrepreneurs, just like our Nut Girls. And they're going to be there as well. So if you want to get your nuts, they're going to be there that Sunday as well, along with they're there every Tuesday. But we've got good things going with the farmer's market.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I think Angie pretty much covered it. You definitely need to come to Forest and the Farmers Market for sure on Tuesday night. So once again, it's Community Day. We are in Forest. Hey, the sun's back out. So stop on by at Martin's Meat Mart. That's where we are. I'm Jay on 100.5 WKXA.